Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, July 2nd. Thankful Thursday. I sure am thankful for you. Let us turn our thoughts and our attention to who God is and what He has done for us. He has given us His Word, and I'm so excited to get into God's Word with you today. We're in Exodus chapter 6. We're supposed to be reading verses 1 through 13, but I need to back up to Exodus 5, starting in verse 22 to help with the context. Remember yesterday, Pharaoh got mad and he said, "No, I'm not letting your people go. In fact, I'm going to make their labor more intense." So Moses is going to return to the Lord and ask him, "Lord, why are you bringing this trouble upon us?" Starting in Exodus chapter 5, verse 22. Moses returned to the Lord and said, "O Lord, why have you brought trouble upon this people? Is this why you sent me? Ever since I went to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has brought trouble upon this people, and you have not rescued your people at all." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Now you will see what I will do to Pharaoh. Because of my mighty hand, he will let them go. Because of my mighty hand, he will drive them out of his country." God also said to Moses, "I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty. But by my name, the Lord, I did not make myself known to them. I also established my covenant with them and gave them the land of Canaan, where they lived as aliens. Moreover, I have heard the groanings of the Israelites, whom the Egyptians are enslaving, and I have remembered my covenant. Therefore, say to the Israelites, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. I will free you from being slaves to them. I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and the mighty acts of judgment. I will take you as my own people, and I will be your God. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. And I did bring you to the land I swore with uplifted hand to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to you as a possession. I am the Lord." Moses reported this to the Israelites, but they did not listen to him because of their discouragement and the cruel bondage. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to let the Israelites go out of his country." But Moses said to the Lord, "If the Israelites will not listen to me, why would Pharaoh listen to me, since I speak with faltering lips?" Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron about the Israelites and Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he commanded them to bring the Israelites out of Egypt. How many times do I have to learn this same lesson that Moses is learning here with God? Look back at verse 12. Moses said to the Lord, "Now the Israelites won't even listen to me. Why do you think Pharaoh is going to listen to me? Don't you remember I speak with a faltering tongue or with faltering lips?" And yet that's not the point, God will remind him. In fact, God can use anyone. It doesn't matter if their voice quivers. God is powerful and mighty over all. And often he chooses to use the weak among us to shame the proud. And so here we're going to see a story of deliverance like no other. Well, like one other greater story of deliverance where the Lord Jesus Christ submits to the cross, an instrument of torture and shame in order to save us from our sins. in an act of deliverance that frees us eternally. I'm so grateful, Lord, for this story in Exodus where you use Moses and how it points us to a greater story of the way that you have rescued us from our sin. Let's move on over now to the Proverbs. We're in Proverbs 22 today, and the section title is Sayings of the Wise. Verse 17 sets it up with pay attention and listen to the sayings of the wise. Apply your heart to what I teach. And then starting in verse 22, we see some of these wise sayings. So I'm going to read from verse 22 on. The first section is about how we treat the poor. Then there's a reminder about who we're friends with and how that affects us. And then finally about how we have our dealings in the world around us and just some wise words there. Do not exploit the poor because they are poor, and do not crush the needy in court. For the Lord will take up their case and will plunder those who plunder them. Do not make friends with a hot-tempered man. Do not associate with one easily angered, for you may learn his ways and get yourself ensnared. Do not be a man who strikes hands in pledge or puts up security for debts. If you lack the means to pay, your very bed will be snatched from under you. Do not move an ancient boundary stone set up by your forefathers. Do you see a man skilled in his work? He will serve before kings. He will not serve before obscure men. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. It is Thursday, Thankful Thursday. We've been working through a gratitude journal that was shared with me. Each day of the week, there's a question that we ask ourselves, but we're just taking one question a week on Thursday. The question today is a very thought-provoking one that should lead us to grateful hearts. What's something good in my life that's ending soon? What am I grateful for? I'll read the questions for us again. What's something good in my life that's ending soon? What am I grateful for? Now, if you have the time, take 5 minutes to write in complete sentences and use the word gift often. Include details, so that years from now, this little journal entry makes sense. And I'd love to hear from you and share with others on the podcast who can also rejoice with you in what God has done for us. Will you pray with me? Father, we come today with grateful hearts. First, we are mindful of your character, that even though we are weak individuals, you do not give up on us. You deliver us with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Pharaoh is no contest for you. We also want to thank you for a person, perhaps a person that has encouraged us in our lives or someone in our family. We lift them up to you even now. Lord, we thank you for a place. We also thank you for a thing. This past week, I was reminded to be thankful for my sight. And so I just want to praise you, Lord, that you have given us eyes to see. Lord, as we contemplate something that is ending soon, we want to give you grateful praise. Thank you for allowing us the opportunity to experience your grace. We thank you for your word and the reminders in it. Help us to heed these wise sayings. And when we feel like Moses, filled with fear, remind us of the promises that you make to him and to us, that you are near and that you are powerful, and that you hear the prayers of those in need. We thank you, and we give gratitude especially for Jesus Christ, our Lord, the true Redeemer who leads us out. Amen.